Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Mark, and I'm one of the pastors here at McCabe, and Pastor Jenny is away and traveling this weekend. Church, we gather in the name and the power of the risen Christ. We are Easter people. We are people of resurrection and new life. We come this morning and we continue to wrestle with some of the foundational questions, some of the questions that can touch at the core of our faith. Questions like, where do I fit in, and is it okay to have doubts, and does God really love me? And today the question is, does God really speak to us? So what do you think? Does God really speak to us? What do you think? Does God really speak to us? And we pray not just to talk to God, but to open ourselves up, to share with God, to listen, to hear God's voice. So let's pray. Well, holy and powerful God, speak to us here this morning. God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations on each of our hearts this morning, may they open us up and help us be receptive to hearing your voice. You alone are our rock and redeemer. Amen.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Lauren Daigle has won numerous awards as a Christian musician. Her music can be so popular that she's actually considered a crossover musician. Christians listen to her music, but so do people who say they're not Christian. Daigle's Christian music, it shows up on Billboard's top 100 charts. In this song, You Say, it's a song about pushing back against our negative inner voices. It's a song about pressing into the voice of God telling us who we really are. This is a song about healing and victory. This is a song about overcoming our inner struggles. It's a song about pressing into God's presence and hearing his voice. God, I keep fighting the voices in my head telling me I'm not good enough. I know these voices aren't from you, God. The lies tell me I won't measure up. God, can you please remind me who I am? I need to know. And Dagle, in you say, she reminds herself. She reminds us of how God speaks to this. God, you say I'm strong even when I think I'm weak. You say I'm held even when I fall short. I feel like I don't belong. And you say I'm yours. And what you say, God, I believe. In other words, when you speak to me, what you say, I want to take all that I have and lay it at your feet. Lauren Daigle, a winner of multiple awards for her music, Lauren Daigle, telling us that she believes that God speaks to us. And millions are hearing this message. God, speak to me. I don't know about you, but sometimes for me, maybe the better question is, not does God speak to me, but maybe the better question is, do I really listen to God when God is speaking to me? God, you say, let me hear you when you speak. Scripture is filled with example after example of God speaking to the people. In fact, as we engage with Scripture, it's actually one of the ways we make ourselves available to hear God speak to us. Hear what it sounds like for Samuel in today's Scripture. It's from 1 Samuel. We're not positive about who wrote the biblical book of 1 Samuel. It may have been God speaking through Samuel, or maybe through the prophet Nathan or Gad. In our scripture, we meet Samuel as he first begins to experience God speaking to him. Notice, too, that he's not running ragged. Instead, it's in the quiet of the middle of the night. Little Samuel, he's away from the noise and the distraction of the day.
Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli.
So we remember Samuel. Samuel's mom was Hannah, and Hannah was considered barren, and in her days, some looked down on her for not having children. Even so, Hannah was faithful. She stayed connected to God. She actually ended up telling God, God, if you give me a child, I will give him to you. Hannah became pregnant. She had a baby. She named him Samuel, meaning the Lord hears. The Lord hears when we speak to him. So we return to the question, but do we hear when the Lord speaks to us? Hannah was true to her word. As soon as the boy was weaned, Hannah presented the boy Samuel. She presented Samuel to God at Shiloh. She offered little Samuel to God under the watchful care of Eli the priest. Our scripture continues.
Now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon.
The people struggled to make room to hear God speak.
One night, Eli
was the priest who first blessed Hannah, Samuel's mom. And Eli was the one who raised Samuel and helped him claim his prophetic voice. One night, Eli,
who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out.
So not only was Eli nearing the end of his life, the lamps in the tabernacle, they were supposed to burn continually. They hadn't gone out yet, but it wasn't the best of times. Remember, we just heard messages from the Lord weren't common at this time.
And Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly,
the Lord spoke.
The Lord called out, "Samuel." "Yes?" Samuel replied, "What is it?"
Hear how Samuel wasn't ready or used to hearing or experiencing God speaking to him. The Lord called out to Samuel, and Samuel asked, "Yeah, what is it?" Samuel,
he got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?"
Samuel thought it must have been Eli calling him.
"I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did.
So can you picture that? It's the groggy parent figure. He gets woken up during the middle of the night and he sends his kid back to bed.
Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel." Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before.
But just as God is persistent with us, God was persistent with Samuel.
So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?"
Sometimes it takes the voice of another to help us hear. The voice of another to help us understand. To hear God speaking to us. Sometimes God speaks through others to us.
Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again, and if someone calls again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening."
"Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." That's a pretty powerful phrase, isn't it? "Here I am, Lord, speak. Your servant is listening." How often do we say that to God? And how often do we say it and really mean it? Mark Batterson writes, "Consider your own life. Who or what are the loudest voices in your life? There are plenty of noise and clutter. There is plenty of noise and clutter in the world. It can flood over us. It can overpower us. We have to push back against it. We have to make room to hear God speak. We live in a culture where some think the loudest voice in the room wins. We live in a culture that can think the loudest voice has to be the most important thing that we hear. Remember at school or with our kids when we talk about inside voices and outside voices? Outside voices are the big, screaming, noisy voices. These voices are great for the playground. Here at church, we hear outside voices when the kids fill the gym and are having great fun. Yet if we use our outside voices too much, we can start to get hoarse. And our noise can just begin to fade into the background. God has an outside voice. God can boom in the thunder. God can show up in a burning bush. God can bust through the noise and the beauty of creation or the music anthem or the powerful booming voice. It can drive us to our knees and convict us until we find ourselves trembling and crying out, "My Lord and my God, I hear you." But more often, More often, God uses an inside voice. More often, God speaks to us in a whisper. Because in a whisper, we have to lean in. We have to get very close to hear. God doesn't just want us to hear him. God also wants us to lean in and experience what he has to say. Here I am, Lord. Please, speak to me. We can experience God speaking as we lean in, approaching Scripture in humility. We can experience God speaking as we pray and as we spend time in devotion. We can experience God speaking as we worship together. We're mindful that God can speak through other faithful people too. It's why we have confirmation mentors. It's why we get together over a cup of coffee. It's why we support Christians gathering together in small groups and times of fellowship. God can speak through others, just as God can speak through you. That can be a humbling statement, can't it? God can speak through others just as God can speak through you. Friends, I don't like pain and suffering. Yet I'm also very aware that sometimes in the midst of pain and suffering, we press into God's presence and we hear his voice. God speaks to us in the beauty of creation and in the marvel of architecture and through the miracle of a newborn baby or an active child. Does God really speak to us? Absolutely. For myself, years ago, I discovered that I make myself available to experiencing the voice of God when I close the shower curtain and the warm water flows and my mind clears and I make space to experience God sharing with me. It's why I try to be faithful in doing my daily devotions and why I pray. Sometimes I experience God sharing with me through the music or when I'm mowing the lawn. Often, it's as another person and I are sharing our Christian witness over a cup of coffee. God wants us to hear his voice reminding us and guiding us, comforting us and convicting us. God, you say,
failure, God, you have every victory.
God can speak to us in so many ways. God speaks to us through the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we come before God during the time of offering. We come before God as people reconciled to God or reconnected to God through Jesus Christ. We come during this time offering our lives. So I would invite you into a time of offering.